ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, and Text Number 50. It's up there, so is the first? Is it up there? So is the first? Okay. I can't see with my net. Soyam te vihitas tata. Bhagavan Vishvabhavanaha Samasena Hare Manyad Anyasmat Sad Asach Chahyad Soyam Te Vihitas Tata Bhagavan Vishvabhavana Samasena Hare Nanyad Anyasmat Sar Asachayat. Sorry. Ladies? Thank you, Father. Samsasenare manyat Anyasmat sarasachayat. Anyone else? Okay. Synonyms. Saha, that. Ayam, the same. Te, unto. To you. Unto you. Abhiyata, explained by me. Tata, my dear son. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Vishvabhavanaha, the creator of the manifested worlds. Samasena, brief. Hare, without Hari, the Lord. Na, never. Anyat, anything else. Anyasmat, being the cause of. Sat, manifested, phenomenal. Asat, noumenal. Cha, and. Yat, whatever there may be. Translation. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear son, by the way, Lord Brahma is speaking, and he is speaking to his son, Narada Muni. He has many sons, but Narada is the son in particular to whom he's explaining this particular subject matter. My dear son, I have now explained in brief the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is creator of the manifested worlds. Without him, Hari, the Lord, there are no other causes of the phenomenal and noumenal existences. Please repeat, my dear son, I have now explained in brief the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is creator of the manifested worlds. Without him, Hari, the Lord, there are no other causes of the phenomenal and noumenal existences. Purport. Since we generally have the experience of the temporary material world and conditioned souls trying to lord it over the material worlds, Brahmaji explained to Narada Dev that this temporary world is the work of the external potency of the Lord, and that the conditioned souls struggling here for existence are the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead. There is no cause for all these phenomenal activities but him, Hari, the Supreme Lord, who is the primeval cause of all causes. This does not mean, however, that the Lord himself is distributed impersonally. He is aloof from all these interactions of the external and marginal potencies. In the Bhagavad Gita 9:4, it is confirmed that by his potencies alone, he is present everywhere and anywhere. Everything that is manifested rests on his potency only. But he, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always aloof from everything. The potency and the potent are simultaneously one and different from one another. One should not deprecate the Supreme Lord for the creation of this miserable world. Does everybody know what the word deprecate means? If you don't, raise your hand. Okay. Because I want everybody to understand this purport, which is actually very beautiful. One should not deprecate. Deprecate means to put down, to consider lower, to look down upon. Okay? Like you see a person and he looks very slovenly or so, and you look down upon him. That's what deprecate means. Oh, what a ridiculous, what a horrible person. That's what deprecate means. The Supreme Lord for the creation of this miserable world. Just as one should not blame the king for creating a prison house in the government. The prison house is a necessary institution of the governmental establishment for those who are disobedient to the laws of the government. Similarly, this material world, full of miseries, is a temporary creation of the Lord for those who have forgotten him and are trying to lord it over the false manifestation. He, however, is always anxious to get the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. And for this, he has given so many chances to the conditioned souls via the authoritative scriptures, his representatives, and personal incarnations also. Since he has no direct attachment to this material world, he is not to be blamed for its creation. Omagyana timirandasya yananjana shalakaya chakshur unmalitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto his lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This verse is particularly useful for people or devotees who love themselves so much that they don't even want to think of or love or adore or look up to Krishna. This happens. All we want to do is talk about me, 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 I, mine, and that's all. This makes us realize we are nothing. We are tiny, insignificant, worthless, useless next to Krishna. Krishna is so great, so large, so wondrous, so amazing. And we're saying, me, 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 I did this. I performed that. I did this particular feat. I did this wonderful thing. Everybody applauded me. Everybody glorified me. Everybody looked up to me. What does that matter? What does it mean? Look at Krishna. How many worlds, how many planets, how many universes he has done. And we're bragging about our little nothing. This is what enables us and helps us to develop humility. Humility realize is nothing more than realizing how insignificant, how worthless, how useless next to Krishna we are. Not that we're really worthless at heart. We're very worthful because we are part and parcel of Krishna. But we should not think or believe or have the idea that we are anywhere near as powerful as Krishna, as glorious as Krishna, as great as Krishna, as amazing as Krishna. And all we have to do is just think about some of the amazing, awesome pastimes that he performs. And they're all scattered throughout the Krishna book. And the Krishna book, as well as Bhagavatam, but especially the Krishna book, is extremely good for devotees to read and read and read. Because Prabhupada has that same mood, that mood of Krishna is great. Krishna is wonderful. Krishna is marvelous. Krishna is so astounding that how can you ever even brag about anything that you do when actually in reality, who enables, who helps us, who makes us do those wonderful actions? If we couldn't, for example, speak, you may not be able to do it. If you can't sing, you may not be able to do it. If you couldn't understand, your thinking power disappears, you may not be able to do it. There's that little poem that I like to sing in the morning. My dear Lord Krishna, I am nothing except what you make me. I have nothing except what you give me. I know nothing except what you teach me. I do nothing except what you enable me. So there it is. Krishna is responsible and should be given the credit, should be given the glory, should be given the applause, should be given the credit fully. And all we are is his loving instrument. And if there's no love in it, we're missing something very important. We should be happy. We should be glad. We should be very enjoying that Krishna has taken the time, the trouble to give us this ability so that we can do what? Serve him. Yeah. I pray for the ability. Please, Lord, I am so incompetent and so imperfect and so unable. But if with your mercy, I can do it well, I can do it better. For example, I'm cooking. I get very forgetful. I start thinking of other things. Lord, please keep me focused. Keep me fixed. Keep me concentrated on lovingly serving you. Lovingly means what? What does love mean? It means to give pleasure to someone. A mother looks at her little baby and she hugs him and she wants to bring a smile to his, oh, my little baby. And she does like that. The baby goes, yeah, 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 yeah. So she's very happy to see the baby smile. Why? Because she loves the baby. When you love someone, you want to bring a smile to their face by whatever means you know will bring a smile. And that's why the gopis were so capable and so perfect in their loving affairs with Krishna. All they wanted to do was give him pleasure and pleasure and more pleasure. Now, this is very interesting because people who are not given or not have the benefit of Srila Prabhupada's incredible explanations and purports, they get the wrong idea with this, for example, the gopis. They're beautiful girls. So they're an instant impression is that Krishna's having orgies with them. Anything could be. They don't understand that there is a higher form, a higher taste, a higher love which sits in the heart as opposed to the one that sits in the mid part of the body. That is limited. It's temporary. But the one that's in the heart is ongoing, and it keeps getting better and better as a devotee goes higher and higher in loving consciousness of Krishna. This is the award of Krishna. You can't make it yourself. As they surrender unto me, Krishna says, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. So as we surrender, and Krishna sees that surrender, I talked on that my last class. Surrender. Accept whatever is favorable for discharging devotional service. Believe firmly the Lord will always protect his devotee. Feel dependent upon the mercy of the Lord. Have no separate interest besides the Lord, Krishna. Have no separate interest beside the Lord, Krishna. And also always be meek and humble. What does it mean to be meek and humble? I'm describing it today. Feel God is great. God is glorious. God is amazing. God is awesome. I'm so tiny. I'm so insignificant. Why should I brag about myself? Next to him, I'm just an ant near a giraffe. Yeah. What is an ant? Who sees the ant? Who even cares about the ant? That's how we have to feel about ourselves. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm insignificant. No. But whatever I do, whatever comes through me comes from the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. But ideally, in my case, I can't get that mercy except through Srila Prabhupada. It is through Srila Prabhupada that the devotee gets the mercy of Krishna. That's the last stanza of the song that we sing in the morning, Samsara Dava Navalidha. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master at least 3 times a day. Let me offer my humble obeisances unto my spiritual master. Actually, it should be many, many, many more times. The more we think of Srila Prabhupada, and the more we feel more attachment, interest, serving Krishna, the more Krishna smiles upon us because he sees we're making the effort to come closer to him in loving, sacrificial service. We should never feel that we are worthy of that service. This is wrong. We are worthy of no service. Service is a blessing. Service is a grace. Look at all the millions out there who are not getting the service. You're getting the service. You're getting it. You're getting the service. And what's happening? You're being blessed. Krishna's looking at, oh, she's coming. Oh, he's coming here. How nice of him. Could stay there. Could go to the park. Could go to the beach. But coming here, worshiping me, glorifying me, honoring me, applauding me, associate with my devotees. Krishna likes that. He loves that. He wants that. And when we please him in that manner, the pleasure that he gets, and I was talking about pleasing Krishna, the pleasure that he gets is reciprocated in such a way that we cannot help feeling this transcendental bliss that he gives us. We can't generate it ourselves. If we do what he likes, and if we please him in the way he wants, you cook some food, and it's so delicious because you were so concentrated, so focused, so attached to doing it right, doing it beautifully, doing it lovingly. Oh, Lord, I hope you will tell me how to do it in such a way that it will please you, that you will like it, and that it will bring a smile to your face. If you could do that, I don't have that skill. I don't have that ability. I have nothing. But you know it. and you can give it to me. And if you do give it to me, and I offer it to you, and then I suddenly feel bliss all over my body, I know you were pleased. But if I feel emptiness and depression, I had my mind on something else while I was trying to do it. And this is a very important point. When we chant our japa, do it with full concentration. Do it with love. Not, sounds like an auctioneer on the cigarette for field. Sold American. You know, that's how they do it. But a devotee can take his time. If we rush it, then what happens? It becomes very mechanical. Very automatic. Very thoughtless. And if there's no thought, if there's no feeling, what is Krishna going? Is he going to respect that? Is he going to honor that? If somebody gives you something and shoves it on the table and walks away, doesn't even give you a hello, good to see you, it's a pleasure that you've come here again. Is everything okay? See, when a person shows affection and love and kindness, you cannot help but respond to that. You do it automatically. So that's a. Now, that's what I'm doing is trying to give so many reasons why we should be thinking how great Krishna is. We couldn't get into this room without our legs moving or our wheelchair moving, but you have to have arms usually to move the wheelchair. So Krishna is enabling us to get inside here, to look at him. What a blessing. Don't take it for granted. We never should. We could be cut off from it and not see Krishna on the altar form for days, for months, for weeks, for years. I was, and probably most of us were cut off from him for years and years when previous life we were with him and then we committed offenses and we committed offenses and those offenses could have and may have resulted in us being born in families where there was no Krishna, there was no concern, there was no interest. All there was interest is in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Until finally, like in my case, when I finally reached 24 years old, I realized there was someone else in this world beside me and all my little champions. Someone better. And then God introduced himself to me. It was a very amazing story in itself of how, you know, I came, it wasn't even Krishna consciousness to begin. I came to the impersonalistic and I had to graduate from there after 18 years from impersonalism. Yeah, I got some bliss. I got some, not the kind of bliss you get here. That bliss is peaceful. That bliss is calm. That bliss has no thrill to it, no uplift to it. It's just, that's the bliss. So no bargain there. That's why I'm here. Seriously. Prabhupada drew me here. I heard some of my old students were leaving my ashram. I said, what do you got there? All they got is dirty feet and they're dancing up and down. Oh, you have no idea what this is. One of my students, she was like a movie actress. She says, I don't know what it is, but even though those people were wearing bed sheets and all that kind of thing, she says, I just love going there. It just makes my heart jubilate. Okay? So I figured I got enough of it. I'm going to find out what it's all about. And I did. And I decided after some time, after listening and going to reading the books, that this is where I should be. Because these people are talking about loving God. And that's what I want to do, but all I keep getting is, how do you love, how do you love the sky? How do you love the light? You love people. People have exchanges with you, and loving exchanges result in ecstasy when they are in such a fashion that they try to please you, or you try to please them. And the result is a wonderful camaraderie that you can get nowhere except with devotees. We are very, very fortunate. So I want to take up a few things here which I noticed. In the reading I see here, I'd like everyone, including myself, to know the meanings of every word that Srila Prabhupada uses. For example, in the word by word. Okay, there's a word here, phenomenal, everybody knows. Excuse me. Then there's another word, noumenal. How many of us know the word noumenal? Raise your hand if you know the word noumenal. Nobody knows the meaning of it. Why not? If you read it, you should have looked it up in the dictionary. The only reason we don't look it up is we're lazy. And that's one of the characteristics of being in Kali Yuga. Okay? What? Is anybody adding to that? Huh? I don't hear you. You don't know? You do know the meaning. Good. Would you like to give us that meaning? You got to come out loud. Why don't you get a little closer? Noumenal? Yeah, it's the very opposite of that. Okay, so you got it twisted. Okay, phenomenal means objects that you see. That's phenomenal, phenomena. Noumena is the opposite. That objects which you do not see, which you do not, for example, you're thinking of somebody, or you're thinking of your car, or you're thinking of goodness, or you're thinking of helplessness, or you're thinking, it's what's inside, but not seeable or visible, like spiritual ideas. I'm not the body. You're thinking of this. But, for example, that post is seeable. This lectern is seeable. But what I just said now is inside and not seeable. Okay? So that's the meaning there. Noumenal, that's what Prabhupada is saying. Whether it's external and seeable or internal and not seeable, either way, Krishna is in charge of all of that. Okay? There's nothing that goes underneath. And it's mentioned in his purport, so there are no other causes of the phenomenal and noumenal existence, I'm reading now, without Hari, without the Lord. So the Lord is in charge of everything. I like to just mention that because I think it's a good idea that we'll understand and know these words. Please look them up when you see them, so that we fully understand what the purport, what Prabhupada is giving us. Otherwise, it's like getting 10 gifts, and all we're doing is, and we know 9 of them, and we leave one of them unopened. And if we leave the 9 of them unopened, one of them unopened, then we don't get all the gifts. We don't get all the understandings. That's what Prabhupada is giving us, his understanding. So we should not take it cheap or lightly. So, I want to conclude this simply by saying that I hope by this talk that we all will, including myself, think more of the greatness, the glory, the grandeur, the amazement, the awesomeness of Krishna. All you have to do is look up and see the sun. Wow. Or you look up and see the grand sky, the beautiful blue sky. Wow. Look across the street and see those gorgeous trees spread out and giving shade to the devotees or anyone who may be too hot. Wow. You could go on. Look at the little squirrel taking care of himself. Krishna working through him and enabling him to go on subsisting and surviving. So Krishna is so great, so wonderful. You get up every morning. We're able to walk, we're able to wash ourselves, we get water, health, strength, guidance, direction. All these things are being given by Krishna. But we think that they're just too, like the materialists, they're just coming by themselves. They're not coming by themselves. There's a person who's in every atom of creation making sure that you and I and everyone else is getting these, of course, according to our karmic actions and reactions. Some people are not getting them, and other people are getting them. So we should be thankful. We should be grateful. We should say, how kind of you. I have committed, oh Lord, so many sins, so many wrongs, so many horrible things, and yet still you give me all this magical, loving service and objects. Who could be kinder? Who could be sweeter? Anyone who is like that, and Srila Prabhupada was like that, and that's why we fell at his feet, because he had no exploitive, he had no selfish or self-centered motives. His only motive was to share what Krishna gave to him to us. And therefore, we are the recipients of great, 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 honorable, amazing activities and objects. This is Krishna. This is Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you, Bhante. Well, they're not very good, so you're not saying very much. Thanks for your listening, and I very much appreciate your focus, good concentration. I've seen you, we pulled you out of the dumps, and look at you now, you're like a self-realized soul. Not like, but actually, you're realizing more and more by your surrender. Thank you. And if I can be of any further help, please don't hesitate. I love your association, okay? People who are sincere. Prabhupada loved anyone who is sincere. And what was that, the other way? Serious. Serious and sincere. You know the books practically by heart. You really get into them. And I'm very grateful for all this. I don't take any credit for it, but I do give credit to Krishna for pushing me towards you and seeing the beautiful, it's like the whipped cream on top of the ice cream. Okay? You're both. Thanks so much. May Krishna bless you. Jai. Hare Krishna. Yeah, if you could. Everybody hear me.